Listeners, what's your reason for learning a language?
Is it a personal goal? A hobby?
Or do you have dreams of living in a country where it's spoken? Welcome to an episode of Innovative Language Sunday News. I'm Chigusa, and I'll be hosting today's Sunday News with my co-host, Yuri, one of the staff at InnovativeLanguage.com.
Hi everyone, Yuri here.
In this Sunday News, you'll discover 10 reasons why people learn languages.
And why knowing and sharing your reason is important for success.
And how you can get free PDF cheat sheets based on common reasons for learning.
Listeners, what's your reason for learning a language?
Is it a personal goal? A hobby?
Whatever your reason is, whether big or small, listeners, knowing it
and talking about it or sharing it is super important for your success.
We'll get into this and the top 10 reasons in just a second.
But first, listen up.
If you want to get a pretty big deal on our complete language learning program,
here's your last chance to get 31% off Premium or Premium Plus.
That's as low as $6.90 a month or 23 cents a day.
Unlock unlimited access to our language learning program right now.
And start speaking from your very first lesson.
You get instant access to hundreds of audio and video lessons by real teachers.
You master complete conversations fast with our study tools.
You can learn anywhere, anytime with the app.
We take you from beginner level all the way up to advanced.
And with Premium Plus, you also get your very own teacher.
One-on-one attention, and a personalized learning program.
If you're on the site, click the link in the comments section.
And get 31% off Premium or Premium Plus by May 28th, 2019.
All right, so why is it important to know your reason for learning?
Great question. Listeners, more often than not, your reason is directly related to your goal.
Like, I want to live in the country where the language is spoken.
Or, I want to understand the culture, movies, and music.
But it can also be something simple like, I'm just interested in it.
Exactly. But the point is, if you know your reason,
you'll always remember what got you started in the first place.
And as a result, you'll maintain your motivation and keep going.
Now, what about sharing your reason with others?
By the way, I don't mean bragging about goals like, I'll be fluent in 10 months. But rather, I'm learning because of this and that, real reasons.
I see. So why share this with others?
Well, when you talk about your reason for learning with others, you remind yourself indirectly.
Okay. It'll always be on top of your mind.
So the more you think about it, the more likely you are to do it.
Plus, you set an expectation. Your friends now see you as someone who's actively learning a language.
And that's another powerful motivator. Also, you convince yourself that you can and will learn the language.
That's a good point. A lot of people think they can't learn a language.
Yeah, they think they don't have time for it or the talent for it.
But in reality, all you need is the confidence to just start.
So, by talking about your reason, you also convince yourself that you can do it.
So, listeners, what's your reason for learning? Share it with us.
And if you're interested in what other language learners are saying,
we've asked. Here are the top 10 reasons for learning a language.
Number one, I love the culture and the people who speak the language.
This is a popular answer, especially amongst our Japanese and Korean learners.
Number two, I want to understand songs, movies, and TV shows. Also a very popular reason.
That's right. And listeners, songs, movies, and shows are great ways to immerse yourself in the language.
If you're spending your time learning and also immersing yourself, you're guaranteed to learn faster.
Number three, it's a beautiful language.
You know, sometimes an answer as simple as that is good enough.
Yeah, it means you have a genuine interest in the language itself.
Number four, my family comes from a place where the language is spoken.
The fifth one is similar. I want to speak to my partner's family in their language.
The sixth one is kind of similar. I'm learning a language to impress someone.
Listeners, are you learning a language to impress or talk to someone special?
That's definitely a powerful motivator. The seventh one, you should say this one.
Yes, yes, yes. Please let me say it. I love traveling.
Number eight, I live or want to live in a country that speaks the language.
And number 9, I just love learning languages.
What's great about this is, if you learned one language, some say it's easier to learn another.
Because you learn how to learn a language, right?
Exactly, Chigusa. If you learn one, you develop the habits and know-how to master another.
And the last one, number 10. It's just a personal goal.
We hear this a lot, especially from learners that stopped, took a break, and came back.
Yeah, if you have a goal in mind, something you wanted to do, but never did.
You want to come back to it and get it done. So Chigusa, I think most people learn for love, for family,
traveling, or self-improvement.
Listeners, why are you learning? Leave us a comment right now.
And be sure to get the free PDF language cheat sheets for love, family, traveling, and much more
in the comments section.
And remember,
if you want to get a pretty big deal on our complete language learning program,
here's your last chance to get 31% off Premium or Premium Plus.
That's as low as $6.90 a month or 23 cents a day.
Unlock unlimited access to our language learning program right now.
And start speaking from your very first lesson.
You get instant access to hundreds of audio and video lessons by real teachers.
You master complete conversations fast with our study tools.
You can learn anywhere, anytime with the app.
We take you from beginner level all the way up to advanced.
And with Premium Plus, you also get your very own teacher.
One-on-one attention and a personalized learning program.
If you're on the site, click the link in the comments section.
And get 31% off Premium or Premium Plus by May 28th, 2019.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for this edition of InnovativeLanguage.com Sunday News.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next time.